Joe Biden orders Pete Buttigieg and Federal Aviation Administration to turn flight system back on after catastrophic outage. By Charlie Spiring on January 11, 2023. President Joe Biden on Wednesday responded to the news of a catastrophic Federal Aviation Administration FAA computer outage by ordering the department to turn the systems back on. The president directed .FAA to restore the system quickly and safely, and to determine causes, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain informed the public on social media, asserting that Biden was on top of the situation. The system outage caused thousands of flight delays across the country on Wednesday morning, as the FAA ordered all flights to delay departures until at least 9 a.m. Klain said that Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg briefed Biden about the problem Wednesday morning and would provide an update later in the day. Biden himself addressed members of the media who traveled to Walter Reed Hospital with his wife First Lady Jill Biden for what the White House described as a scheduled outpatient procedure, commonly known as Mohs surgery, for the First Lady. "They don't know what the cause is. But I was on the phone with him, garbled. I told them to report directly to me when they find out. Aircraft can still land safely, just not take off right now. They don't know what the cause of it is. They expect in a couple of hours they'll have a good sense of what caused it and will respond at that time." The incident is the latest of many snarls in air travel during the Biden administration under former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg's leadership. Biden's massive infrastructure bill signed last year only invests $1 billion a year for 5 years to upgrade FAA air traffic control systems. "Air traffic control facilities are the nerve centers of our airspace system, and a big part of the reason why flying is the safest mode of transportation," Buttigieg said in April, hailing the small boost in funding as an important step to improve the systems. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre notified the public of the outage on social media, asserting there was no evidence of a cyber attack on the FAA systems at this point. "The president directed DOT to conduct a full investigation into the causes," she wrote.